There is, I say through my teeth, an owl in the freezer. Can any of you guys explain this to me? Three of my younger brothers stare back at me. Blank walls. My younger sister doesn't look up from texting. I repeat the question.
Harry put it there,
Duff says.
Well, Duff told me to,
Harry says. George, my youngest brother, cranes his neck.
What kind of owl? Is it dead? Is it white like Hedwig?
I poke at the rock-solid owl, which is wrapped in a frosty freezer bag. Very dead, not white. And someone ate all the frozen waffles and put the box back in empty again. They all shrug, as if this is as much of an unsolvable mystery as the owl. Let's try again. Why is this owl in the freezer?
Harry's gonna bring it in for show and tell when school starts,
Duff says. Sanjay Sapati brought in a seal skull last year. This is way better. You can still see its eyeballs. They're only a little rotted. Harry stirs his oatmeal, frowning down at what I've tried to pass off as a fun breakfast for lunch occasion. He upturns the spoon, shakes it, but the glob of oatmeal sticks, thick as paste, stubborn as my brother. Harry holds the spoon out towards me accusingly. You get what you get and you don't get upset, I say to him.
But I do. I do get upset. This is nasty, Alice.
Just eat it, I say, clinging to patience with all my fingernails. This is all temporary. Just until Dad gets a bit better. Until Mom doesn't have to be in three places at once. It's healthy, I add. But I have to agree with my 7-year-old brother. We're way overdue for a grocery run. The fridge has nothing but eggs, applesauce, and ketchup. The cabinet is bare of anything but Joel's protein-enhanced oatmeal. And the only thing in the freezer is a dead bird. We can't have an owl in here, guys. I scramble for Mom's reasonable tone. It'll make the ice cream taste bad.
Can we have ice cream instead of this?
Harry pushes, sticking his spoon into the oatmeal, where it pokes out like a gravestone on a gray hill. I try to sell it as the kind of porridge the three bears ate, but George and Harry are skeptical. Duff, at 11, is too old for all that. And Andy wrinkles her nose and says, I'll eat later. I'm too nervous now anyway.
It's lame to be nervous about Kyle Comstock,
Duff says. He's a boob.
Boob,
Patsy repeats from her high chair. The 18-month-old copycat.